favorites.
Come on, this is a good. This is one that I'll sing not even when it's Christmas time. How about that? Can you guys hear?
I can hear. Yeah, I'm here.
Is Ailish here?
Is Ailish, the computer struggle still going on? So JD, while Ailish figures that out, so you are, to Charles's question earlier, are you entirely a new school with Christmas stuff? No. That was Buble, right?
Can I tell you the truth? This is my completely uneducated ear. You could play some of these songs, and I'd never know that it was like a different version of the. You just nailed that. That's Buble. You have a very, very refined musical ear. Your musical palette is exquisite. You're a sommelier, but for music, right? Blake can tell me what year this is. I am just a guy who wants to get a good $20 bottle. All right, give me the good $20 bottle. I hear that song. I don't hear that that's Buble. I don't hear that that's Bing Crosby. I don't hear anything of the sort. All I hear is, it's beginning, and I'm starting to sing it in my head, and that's it. That's all I am.
Yeah, that's fine. And I'm there like sniffing the bouquet, yes, of the song. I'm like, this sounds like Buble, yeah, around 2011.
Yeah. Yes, when, exactly. Do I hear notes of the Roots playing band for this track? Oh, yeah. Like, I that's how I picture you. So that's awesome. Poor Ailish. She just won't. This day is just not breaking her way. She is not with us right now. But it is the Fan Morning Show with Blake Murphy, with JD Bunkus, and doing her very exasperated best, Ailish Forfar.
Can anybody hear me?
Oh, yes! We can hear you.
Yes!
By the way, back. I love that you did it as though you were a hostage, the way you came back. Can anybody hear me?
I honestly feel like a hostage in my own home right now. Everything is going negatively. I feel like the last 30 minutes, I don't even know. I just got like a curse. Somebody has a voodoo doll of me and is poking it, because I started immediately to feel, just out of the blue, the effects of my booster shot in the last hour. Like, it hit me like a brick. So I go during that break to make a tea. I'm making a tea. I fill up my water. I come back to the seat, dump the entire water on my computer. Like, yeah, a full liter of water all over my keyboard right when we're coming back from break. And now I'm trying to log back in on this other thing, and it sounds like it's working, so I'm not going to touch anything, okay?
So Robert has tweeted in, simply open the laptop's lid. And I'm reading this because Robert is an IT guy. He's cleaning. And
Robert,
this
Crocker
is important. Well, I think this is good information for all of us who make this mistake, because this is a very, very common thing. People say, oh, just this isn't, you know, this isn't 1999. The computer doesn't just stay in the computer room. You bring it around. It ends up on your bed. There's always drinks around a laptop. There's drinks around ours all morning. So Robert, an IT guy, he tweeted in, simply open the laptop's lid and place it face down on a towel like an upside down V, so any moisture can drain out. Put the laptop in a dry, airy place and wait a minimum of 48 hours before you turn it on. Hashtag Christmas miracle. So do you have it in an airy place? How many of the steps have you followed of Robert's suggestion?
All of the steps. Okay, all the steps. The only thing I haven't done is get the rice yet, which I'm going to do after the show. I know you were telling me to go now, but I can't. Yeah. It's the last hour.
Well, Robert says you
don't
need rice. Robert, the
IT guy.
Yeah, Robert
said that, so I'm going to trust Robert.
Yeah, so Robert, I think we trust him here, and we just make sure that it's in an airy place. I would be already cranking a hair dryer next to it and trying to, like, do that move.
I don't want to cook the motherboard.
Well, you can put the air. You can put air. Only air, right? Put the air. But either way, the tough part about this for you right now is that you have to wait the 48 hours, because the hope of 48 hours sitting with you through the holidays, then to only potentially literally on Christmas Day turn on your laptop and have it go wham wham. That's so your new rule is 72 hours. You got to do it Boxing Day, so that if you miss it, then you can just go online right away and bang out a Boxing Day sale.
So a great text from my girl Meredith and EG, who's always a fan. Sorry for the major loss, Ailish. Keep your chin up, girl. Santa is always listening, right?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Santa, a little last-minute delivery under the tree. I would like the MacBook Pro 15-inch Retina display. I'll take 250-gigabyte hard drive. No problem.
Wow.
It's only like $4,000.
You have – so you know, I don't want to trash products, but I went through this experience last summer, and – I had to replace my laptop, and I'm a prisoner to Mac now, like Apple. I've grown accustomed to all the things. I'm not Blake with 45 different laptops, so I don't know how to operate different systems. And I got to tell you that the way they do it in terms of here's this laptop for this price, the stock price, they advertise it like you can get a new MacBook for this price. And you go, wow, that's actually not a bad deal. And then you try to get it and they go, yeah, but nothing's on it. It's just a case. It's just a laptop case. You got to pay $500 more for it to have any RAM. Then you got to pay $1,000 for it to have anything else. God, they drive me insane. So, Ailish is going to get that for Christmas.
I hope so.
A new MacBook. A new
laptop. I know
my
brother's listening because he's texted me 5 times since I spent my
water.
And
he's rich, right? Isn't your brother rich? Yeah.
Yeah, he's like,
let's go, Richie boy. Let's go.
Go get rice. Flip your computer upside down, turn it off. So, yeah. Jordan, if you haven't got me a gift yet, hello.
Yeah, Jordy, where's the gift? Where's Delano Banton jersey? That's why he tried to get off the hook for a mere $200. No chance, Jordo. You owe. Ailish gave you free entertainment every single day for what?
That's
Blake
right.
said 12 weeks? 12 weeks of free entertainment for Jordo. And not one, and he tried to get off the Delano Banton jersey. No. Laptop, Jordy. Laptop. So let's get back into the Christmas gifts that we are going to give to the Toronto sports franchises. To summarize what we got to earlier was Blake gave the Toronto Blue Jays Jose Ramirez, which is just a beautiful gift. It's, you know, I got to tell you, Blake, I wish you didn't go first because now I'm standing at the Christmas party with my gift and going, oh, my God. Blake spent so much money. I didn't know that this was. I feel like I'm at a millionaire's Christmas party now, holding on to my gift, and I brought socks. Like this isn't good. I'm scrambling right now. I'm putting cash in my envelope now.
The move here is Yankee swap.
Yeah.
The opposite thing where I'm the one who spent way too much money on an iPod or whatever it is in that episode. So now, like, you're about to give the Toronto Raptors something, and Masai's going to be like, going to take Jose Ramirez instead, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, JD, no, it's not that I don't like your gift. It's just like, I've always wanted a Jose Ramirez. I just, actually, I kind of feel as though all the Toronto sports franchises should just want Jose Ramirez for the Blue Jays, that would just be good for everybody, that we can all unite over having a Jose Ramirez. So do you want me to go, or Ailish, do you want to go first?
Well, I had my notes on my other computer, so just give me a moment to access them in my drive, and so you can go first.
So I thought about the Raptors. They have just so many. They're the opposite of what do you give the person that has everything. They have nothing, right? I've gone through so many things.
The Raptors couldn't even put a star on the top of their Christmas tree because they don't have anyone tall enough.
Yeah. This kind of leads me to one of the gifts, is that I thought, hey, do I give the Raptors a bench? Do I give the Raptors someone who is over 6'9"? Do I give Pascal Siakam his shooting ability back when he is behind the three-point line? Do I give them conviction to a self-help book to know that it's okay to pick a direction? Because right now they are sort of in this directionless path that feels at times where they are sometimes trying to win, sometimes potentially trying to tank, other times prioritizing just development, other times letting Fred VanVleet close basketball games and really trying to win. But I came around to that is not the biggest issue here, that they are going to be ultimately fine. That the biggest problem, and what I would like to give them, is the gift of self-care. The Toronto Raptors need self-care. They need health. And I know that this is a very kind of a cop-outy answer, but going back to last year, this is not just a problem with the Raptors for this season where there's COVID and teams are up and down. The Toronto Raptors can't put the players that we need to see on the floor. Last year in a shortened NBA season of 72 games, this is just for trivia for fun's sake. Blake, don't look it up. But do you remember who led the team in games? It was a 72-game season, so it looks worse on paper than it actually is. But who led the team in games?
Last year?
Yeah.
Stanley Johnson?
No, it was Pascal. Actually, it was Stanley Johnson. I meant meaningful guys, but either way. Stanley Johnson was the correct answer. But after Stanley Johnson, it was Chris Boucher, who played 60 games. Siakam, 56 games. Fred VanVleet, 52 games. OG Anunoby, 43 games. The Raptors' biggest issue is health. It's self-care. They need to figure this thing out where they can get their guys on the floor at the same time. Some of it is outside of their control. COVID, that's just a unforeseen disaster, essentially. That's an obvious thing that's affecting everybody. But between OG Anunoby, Fred VanVleet, and Pascal Siakam, the Toronto Raptors' whole question is whether or not these three can be pieces around Scottie Barnes and the youth and the other players that the Raptors need to inject into this organization. And once again, they're in this place where they've just been unable to figure out how these pieces fit whatsoever, and all of us are left in this purgatory. So for the Raptors, to me, it is very simple. It is self-care. Please, Toronto Raptors, take care of yourself. Are we putting Alex McKechnie on the hot seat, by the way? That was my hot take. Is this guy had all the heat in the world when it was 2019, and he was putting tennis balls in people's hands and taping up Kyle Lowry's fingers and DeMar, and then he load manages Kawhi all the way to us thinking that he was going to leave for the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard. And yet now nobody can stay healthy, and we don't talk about that ever like we do with the Blue Jays High Performance Center. So just something to we used to do something to chew on, but why not? I'll make both those points.
Yeah, what happened to something to chew on?
It's just off for the week. Oh. Just taking a little break.
I have been starving all week.
So, Ailish, what we have here is JD has effectively moved the goalpost for you, where the gift that I got a team cost $25 million over 2 years and maybe some prospect equity. That's what I spent. JD spent $0 on his gift. So you can go anywhere between zero and $25 million and be the bad guy.
I gave a charitable donation. I did. I said,
you did the equivalent of like, oh yeah, I named a star after you. Yeah. I hope you feel better.
No. Okay.
So, Ailish, anywhere between zero and $25 million.
That's
here.
Not true. I maybe am getting them a better sports science department. I'm getting them a new trainer. Maybe my gift costs even more than $25 million. Who knows what that costs in today? I'm getting a sleep doctor.
So is your gift then an IOU? Equipment. Because you don't know specifically?
It's a blank check. How's that?
Okay.
It's a blank check. Whatever you need to stay healthy, Toronto Raptors, to identify what is the issue with you keeping players healthy. I'll be honest, too. I know I'm kind of joking about McKechnie because, whatever, he's just a doctor, and I'm sure that he's just more on court and helping guys rehabilitate from injuries than prevention. But we do spend a lot of time talking about the Blue Jays player development, High Performance Center, and how it's a problem and how they don't keep players healthy. What's the explanation for OG Anunoby's injury where they go, he's out for a while. Oh, actually, he's going to be ready to go. Oh, actually, he's out for a while. Oh, actually, he's right back today. What's the explanation for Siakam, VanVleet, OG Anunoby playing so few games last season and looking this way right now, and us living in fear of Fred VanVleet playing this many minutes under Nick Nurse? Like, at some point, some of this, the Raptors don't really have expectations right now. Everybody's kind of in that mode of, hey, if you win games, that's great. If you lose games, that's closer to a draft pick, so nothing really matters. But I don't know why there isn't a little bit more questioning as to why the Raps haven't been able to stay healthy, or why this hasn't been pointed out a bit more as something that is not lockstep with what has happened around the rest of the NBA. So that's all I have to say. Blank check for how they stay healthier. But also, I would actually like a little bit more Blake Murphy investigating and reporting and pressure on the organization to explain why this continues to happen.
Well, the issue with that is that I have taken a different job where I work 6 to 10 a.m.
I said Blake Murphy style. I said Blake Murphy style. Okay. Who's following in your footsteps? Where is the predecessor? Who is going to take up the mantle of getting this information for me? Will it be young Michael Grange his plucky Grange will find out this story? We'll find out. But either way, it is, I think, a little bit of an underreported story. Okay, so Ailish.
Okay.
Tis your turn. Do you have your notes? Do you have your gift?
Yep,
you're the scrambly person. I gave the fake gift where I gave the gift of hope. The gift of love. Blake spent a lot of money on his gift, and now you're the scrambly person that's showing up here that did that. Your gift doesn't look very well wrapped.
I have three gifts to give, actually.
Whoa, okay, so you're very prepared. I was wrong.
I'm very prepared. And
so the Toronto Maple Leafs are excited. They see three gifts. Yay.
They see three, and in box one, two, or three, there's very different things. In box one, this is actually for the fans. Sorry, I had to cough. This is actually for the fans. An unsend button on their tweets.
Mm,
because Leafs Twitter is very toxic and they like to have hot takes. And one day later, their take is irrelevant and they're embarrassed. So I would like to present Leafs Twitter with an unsend button.
Can I add to this, though?
Sure.
This could be a gift for literally any kind of Twitter. What True. Is the Twitter that you guys like? You know, what is the Twitter?
Succession Twitter.
You know, except for that spoilers. So there should be unsends immediately. You got to wait. We never know exactly when we can do it, but you're right. Succession meme Twitter is very, very hot in the streets. But yes, we do this all the time. I personally think that Raptors Twitter is the most sensitive. I think that Blue Jays Twitter is the most gatekeepery, where it's either you know all the numbers or you don't and whatever. Although Blue Jays Twitter has been mostly good because the team has been positive. And then Leafs Twitter is all over the map. It's just – it's a very strange place. You can end up in a lot of different corridors.
So that was box one. Mm-hmm. Box two is a cryogenic chamber for Jason Spezza.
I love this.
Continue to be in prime form, to live forever, to be a part of the Maple Leafs organization on the ice for at least 20 more seasons.
Ailish, you give the best gifts. I can't wait to get my gift from you now.
Yours is really good, actually.
That's really sweet and thoughtful. I already have one. That's how I'm still so good at 38.
But Spezza is such a nice guy that he would never
He would never let you know.
He'd be like,
no.
Oh my God, I can't believe I wanted this. And then somebody's like, but Jason. And he goes, shush, shush, shush. Let Ailish have
He'd give the other one to the Wayne train. Simmons
I love
would get
this.
One too.
I love
That's
this
a great
gift. This is a really great gift. Now I'm excited to hear what number three is.
The final gift in the biggest, most important box is a playoff series win. The most elusive gift. It's been on the wish list for many, 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 many years. And it will just cure all of your holiday blues. You open up that nicely wrapped gift and there's a playoff series win. The potential is limitless after that. You can do so much. The world is your oyster. Just one playoff win.
Ailish, the last time the Leafs got this gift, Blake and I were in high school.
Yeah. So it's been on the top of the wish list for many, many years. Yeah. And now I am gifting it to you free of charge.
Well, here's the thing, though. You better not re-gift this or take it back. Because
it's all yours.
This is... We're going to Disneyland, whole family, and then all of a sudden it's, it's the Disneyland video game. You're playing Roller Coaster Tycoon, actually, is what you're doing here, because it's just the disappointment level of not getting this gift now would be immeasurable. You're right. This is the perfect gift. This is the – what do you guys remember this? Actually, this is a good little counter segment to this. Do you remember when you were kids what the number one thing is that you wanted that you never got? It's a really hard answer on the fly. It really, really is. But everybody had that gift that they wanted as a kid where they went, oh my, I wish I could have this. And they never ended up getting it. A lot of kids that are spoiled ended up getting the stuff that they wanted, I'm sure. That's why you guys are like looking around. You're like, I don't know. I got everything. Ailish is very much smirking going,
I can't think of anything.
Oh, only girl who was really great at sports and academia. Did you really struggle to get the things that you wanted? I'm sure you did. Blake, you got an answer for me. I know you do.
Well, no, I was just going to say that Ailish and I are on different ends of the spectrum where she can't think of one because she got everything she wanted. And I can't, mine aren't that sexy because I knew better than to aim high, right? I knew what was in the mix.
Blake wanted a calculator.
I mean, look, the big thing was I wanted the new NHL game every year, but we were not a get the updated game every year family. That's not how it worked. So I don't know. I can't really the only thing I really remember is I wanted a GT for a long time, one of those
racers
sleds with the steering wheel.
Yeah, come on.
And I don't think I ever got one.
You don't think you ever got a GT racer? I had a GT racer.
I know my youngest brother had one. And at
that
point,
it's kind of yours.
Well, no, I was too big for it at that point.
See, Blake, my answer when you were going down the gaming rabbit hole was this is the curse of being the oldest when not everything is at your disposal all the time, is your siblings down the line end up usually getting the GT racer. And for me, that was the same thing. Was when I was growing up, we were never allowed to have video game consoles. It was not
actually
an
same
option.
We never had one either.
Not an option in our home. We were both my parents started off as gym teachers, so they were very much like, we are outside doing things. You had a mandatory outside play allotment that you needed to hit every single day in order to even be able to watch TV. So, hey, looking back on it, great, super glad. My college years, it took me a little while to get up to speed on some video games where I was very much behind, and guys going like, come on, man, is this the first time you picked these up? I'm going, actually, kind of yes. So, but my younger brother, my whole life I wanted video game systems, always wanted video game systems, never, ever, 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 ever. And then, the baby brother, he ends up getting the video game console, right? Right as I'm about to leave for university too, like the year before university. So I didn't even get time with it. Horrific. But yes, that was always the one for me. It was video games. I always wanted video games and a dog, but that's
a dog brutal. For sure. I never got a dog.
Yeah. Dog.
All I got was a couple horses and a pony.
Yeah. Ailish was like,
okay. I got no horses.
All I got was a summer home with a new jet ski.
None of this is at all accurate.
The 600cc jet ski, and my friend had the 800.
Ailish is the girl that gets the brand new car and then cries in the video because she's like, it's the wrong color, daddy.
I've never even got a car, okay? I'm a TTC girl at heart.
Yeah, it's true.
My super sweet 16 episode starring Ailish
Let's take a break.
We got a good, great gifts, though. Great gifts all around. It sucks that we can't exchange ours because I think I got you guys some good gifts, too. Keep those texts coming in.
I got you guys charitable donations, $30 donations to charities of your choice. $30 in cash, wherever you want to spend it. Coffee gift cards to your favorite coffee places.
Keep the texts coming in. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to tee up the NBA's Christmas Day slate, which was JD's first overall pick in the holiday viewing draft. We're going to do that with Beth Mowins, NBA play-by-play announcer at ESPN. And the NFL on CBS. She's got the call for Mavericks Jazz on Christmas Day. We're going to talk to her next. Fan Morning Show, Sports at 590, The Fan.
Working in long-term care is more than just a job. It's a fulfilling and stable career. Personal support workers and nurses are part of a team that helps support our seniors and loved ones. Be part of a growing long-term care sector. Build a future in long-term care. Visit ontario.ca/LTC careers to learn more. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Let's define winter traction. Is it digging into snow, gripping ice? At Toyo Tire, it's more than just that. Toyo Observe winter tires are designed and tested for Canadian winters. They have purified crushed walnut shells that act like tiny spikes that bite into any slippery surface for a confident winter drive. Toyo winter tires are ready for whatever winter throws at you. Toyo Tires, a higher degree of safety. Find a Toyo Tire dealer near you by visiting Tire Discounter Group's dealer locator at tireddiscounter.ca/locations.
Here's the drop. Here we go. Wow.
Just a brand new laptop, please.
So congrats to every single person listening to the show right now, hearing All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. You will be singing it for the rest of the day. It's just so good. It's just so incredibly good. Do you guys think if Mariah had no career outside of this song, that she would be still one of the five most famous artists whoever lived, like, this
probably
this song. I can't even. I don't mean any offense to Mariah Carey and her fans. I don't know a single other Mariah Carey song off the top of my head.
Come on, you know Honey.
No, I don't. Name another.
Nope.
Yeah. See, Ailish, do you have a Mariah Carey song off the top of your head?
No, this one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's been around for forever. Since I was in elementary school, I remember people talking about Mariah Carey. And now, and that's the number one song that you think of in her entire career that spanned decades. That's incredible. What a song. God, what a song.
And what a way to finish our holiday show with the best gift of all. Beth Mowins, NBA play-by-play announcer, ESPN and NFL on CBS. Beth, you're scheduled to be the very first female to call a Christmas Day game on ESPN. Just want to get your, you know, your initial thoughts on how great of an opportunity that is, especially for young female broadcasters like myself. I'm very much impressed and very excited to talk to you.
Well, first of all, Mariah Carey, Fantasy, didn't she do that with one of the guys from Wu-Tang Clan, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, so anyways, you know, dream come true to be able to call the NBA and you know, something that I've wanted to do ever since I was a little kid. So I grew up in a basketball house with my dad, who was a coach, and three brothers, and you know, playing my whole life out in the hoop out in the front driveway. So it was really cool and great to see sort of the reaction from a lot of women and a lot of young kids that are around the announce table when we're sitting there courtside.
So you'll have Mavericks Jazz on Christmas Day. That is obviously the Christmas Day slate is so awesome. We drafted earlier. We drafted, okay, what are you watching over the holidays? And the number one pick was, of course, the Christmas Day slate. When you guys were splitting up the games, how does that work? Like, do you get any say? Is it a strict assignment? How is there like a specific game you're hoping for, a specific time slot you're hoping for? Because to me, it strikes me that the late game might be the best one to call because you still kind of get the most Christmas before you have to go to work.
Well, that is true. And we kind of get to talk about the entire day as well and sort of recap everything and you know, kind of launch into the post-Christmas NBA season. So, you know, I live out on the West Coast, so a lot of times I have the later games, and that's one of the things that I really like about the later slot. And I think you're right. We could have, you know, hopefully, knock on wood, you know, some of the guys that are in health and safety protocols will be available by Christmas Day, and we should have a real competitive game. As far as the assignments, you know, maybe Mike Breen and Coach Van Gundy get to, you know, kind of pick and choose which game they want. But for the rest of us, it's an assignment that comes from the bosses. And, you know, I think sometimes, too, around Christmas, maybe they consider where folks live and what might be the easiest travel-wise, or if they can even stay home Christmas morning with their families is always kind of cool. So, That's kind of how things break down on Christmas Day itself.
So outside of your game, Dallas, Utah, which obviously you'll be the most focused on, what are you most excited for on this slate? You know, we can make the assumption that we'll have certain players available. We've got Atlanta, New York, Boston, Milwaukee, Golden State, Phoenix, Brooklyn, and the Lakers. And then, of course, your Dallas, Utah game.
Yeah. So, you know, this time of year, we're all filled with Christmas cheer. But I got to believe that the Garden will not be very friendly towards the Hawks when they return to town after, you know, all that happened last year in the playoffs. So, you know, I'm hoping that all the Hawks are available and that Trey will be able to be there and just to be able to see the response and kind of feel the energy in the Garden to get our day started. And then, you know, I think everybody is really looking forward. You know, we've already seen a couple of Golden State Phoenix showdowns. And so that one, I think, you know, in the middle of the day right there should be a lot of fun to watch. Those two teams have really kind of separated themselves along with Utah in the West. So I'm really anxious to see what kind of party those guys throw with the national audience on Christmas Day as well.
I love the Knicks pick. First of all, because the noon game is like, I don't know, it feels the most like you're kicking off a part two of your Christmas. But also the Trae Young and MSG, assuming we have Trae Young for that game, I love the way that he's embraced that kind of bad guy nature there. Like, I'm not sure if you saw, but there was even there was a wrestling event in New York, and the bad guys brought out Trae Young to like needle the New York fans. It's been pretty good. So with your game, we obviously we don't know that who exactly is going to be in the mix for the Mavericks. The Jazz are rolling. They're not having a lot of trouble here, but the Mavericks, even when they've had players available, have stumbled a little bit, and they're 15-15 despite having kind of this perennial MVP candidate in Luka Doncic. What have you seen from the Mavs this year, and what is the limitation there or the struggle there, even when Luka's healthy?
Yeah, you know, I think there is, with the year that he had and the summer that he had, you know, just watching some of their games and hearing some of the conversation from our announcers and the TNT guys, you know, he had so much going on that, it might be a situation where he's still getting back to 100% in terms of his workload over the last 12 months. So, I think they're trying to figure that out and how they can get he and Porzingis, you know, on the same page when they're on the floor together, because that can be such a lethal combination when it's working. And, you know, obviously going into Utah is always a difficult situation. And I'm sure those guys are going to be, you know, ready to roll by the time the Mavs roll into town. So I think the other kind of fun thing, and maybe it's, you know, a Christmas gift of sorts for a lot of these guys that are getting called, you know, the 10-day call-ups, and an opportunity for a guy like a Theo Pinson to step right in for Dallas and have an impact in the game the other night. And we'll see, you know, what happens with some of these guys now when they take the floor again tonight and on Christmas night. It's kind of a fun story for some of these guys who are getting an opportunity again. We had Isaiah Thomas last week in the Lakers game. Some of these guys that get a new lease on an NBA career, a second chance, is kind of fun to watch. But I think all eyes right now for the Mavericks are on Luka and Porzingis to get back to 100% healthy and see what they can do together on the court.
Yeah, the Mavs are in a weird spot because it just feels like everything about their season has been disappointing. And in years past, it's been, well, hey, at least Luka is doing Luka things, and maybe Kristaps wasn't healthy or whatever. But, man, it's just Luka seemingly coming into the season out of shape again. Kristaps still not feeling like he fits. The rest of the roster not feeling like it fits around him. There is a very much a vibe of things are going to change in Dallas after this year if it continues to go this way. Now, I'm curious about the Jazz because no one ever talks about them. And I actually relate to the Jazz in a little way as someone who lives in Toronto, of understanding a fan base that does very well in the regular season and then flames out in the playoffs and doesn't get a lot of credit, because that's what it was here while LeBron James was in the Eastern Conference for the Toronto Raptors. That is the exact experience. But they actually get a Christmas Day game, you know, the thing that the Raptors fans wanted so badly, a Christmas Day game. So there does get a little bit of a spotlight on the Utah Jazz and on this team. And Beth, I wonder if there's just anything for you that the Jazz can do during a regular season that actually impresses you at this point, or if for you it really is just, hey, Utah, that's great. Another nice regular season for you, potentially a nice Christmas Day win over the Mavericks, but we've got to see this team do something in the playoffs now, because I'm kind of getting tired of year over year over year people saying, hey, people are sleeping on the Jazz, and then we get to the playoffs and they're out in round two.
Yeah, I will be tracking sort of how they fare during the regular season against the Suns and Warriors. Yeah. And, you know, see how they do head to head, because that's the potential matchup in the conference semis or in the conference finals. So I think you're right, though. There is an element of the Jazz that there's a, you know, hey, we're a smaller market. We play with a chip on our shoulder. You know, we want the respect, and they certainly are playing like that and earning that with, you know, what they're doing on the court. And I think even within the fan base, probably, you know, they hold their breath come postseason time to see what's going to happen. It's a team that's right there that seems to have the pieces in place. But, you know, I think everybody does sort of judge, you know, their season based on what happens in the postseason and if they can get to the conference finals.
So you mentioned the Lakers playing on Christmas Day as well. I know you had Lakers Wolves last week. Lakers, another team kind of hovering around 500 in that mess in the West there with teams like Dallas. Obviously, the Lakers have enough talent that you can see how it would all click in time. But do you have any concern that, especially with Anthony Davis out now for about a month, that this is getting this team to the playoffs in a good position is just going to be too large a task for LeBron James to be the full playoff LeBron James come April?
Yeah, I think that's the big question for the Lakers is, you know, what kind of shape are they going to be in if they are able to kind of hold the line and maintain maybe a 5 or a 6 or a 7 seed come playoff time? Because certainly with, you know, the age factor and the experience factor sort of on both sides of that argument, it's a team that could have a problem with the gas tank, but it's also a team that could, you know, make some real big waves based on their experience and based on their quality of play in pressure situations. They have shown, even with that record, which has been against, you know, an easy schedule, they have the toughest remaining schedule in the NBA. But they have proven to be clutch in big games, in close games, at least as of last weekend. They were winning those types of games. So can they sort of continue with that clutch vibe and use that experience in their favor at the end of the season with enough gas in the tank for LeBron based on how much he's got to carry them and how much weight he has to, you know, sort of bear on his shoulders through the remainder of the regular season just to get them in a good position. It's possible, you know, they face the Suns or Warriors early on in the playoffs. That could be big trouble.
I agree. And I hope that the Lakers have that juice and that energy on Christmas Day because they're the 8 o'clock slot and we're going to need that game to be good so that there's enough energy on our side here on the East Coast to get to 10:30. Cause obviously I want to watch Dallas, Utah. It always feels like a disappointment or like I did something wrong. I didn't complete the cycle if I don't make it through the entire fifth game. And obviously with you on the call, there's extra incentive for it. But the 10:30 game on a whole day of presents and eating and drinking, we're going to need the Lakers to give us that boost at 8 o'clock because Dallas, Utah should be a lot of fun. Really looking forward to you on the call. Beth, thank you so much for taking the time this morning and happy holidays.
Thank you very much, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you as well.
Merry Christmas, Beth. Thank you. So, which one is the one you guys are most looking forward to? Is it that Lakers-Nets game? Because that's the sexiest one, I would say, on paper, right? I love Beth's answer because I consider myself to be Mr. Fan, I relate to the fans. And I didn't even think about the Bing Bongers going after Trae Young, and now I feel ashamed. Oh, yeah. And I like Beth took my corner.
Yeah, and part of that is, like, in your defense, we don't know if Trae's going to play. Like, we don't know. Yeah. The Knicks have 50 guys in health and safety protocols, too. Like, the honest answer is we don't know. I think Golden State at Phoenix is the safest bet to be an awesome game because, like, you look at Milwaukee has Giannis in protocols right now. Atlanta has Trae Young. Brooklyn has everyone. We don't know. Yeah. Phoenix Golden State is the safest bet on the board to be an unbelievable game. And, like, those two teams are just so electric anyway, and it's a potential Western Conference finals preview. So that would be my pick is it's Golden State Phoenix is the one game that I'm fairly certain will be good of those five.
Yeah, that's my choice too, especially because I'm going to be home with my parents and my mom is a massive State Warriors fan. She's just obsessed with them. She doesn't know how to use her phone at all, but she has the Warriors app and that's the only thing
more
she
than
does
the Raptors. Your mom is more Warriors than Raps.
More than the Raps. She's just like obsessed with the Warriors and she has been for like a few years since they've been good, I guess. She just like got into basketball and she stays up and watches all the West Coast games and she has only one app on her cell phone and it's the Warriors app. So she's just like a massive super fan. So getting to watch that with her over the break will be fun. And I really like the Suns. Like I put them in my league pass draft when we did that at the beginning of the year. I think they're really fun. So I'm excited to watch that. And I'll probably cheer against her just for a little bit more energy in the household, you know?
I love it. I love it. It's funny. I grew up having the Warriors very involved in my life because my uncle was a season's ticket holder. And so I grew up giving a crap about the team. They were always like my second team. I remember being mad when they lost Chris Webber. I remember Run TMC. I was always a huge Tim Hardaway fan until he stopped playing basketball. Then he made it a little bit more complicated for me, old Timmy. But yeah, I loved the Warriors. I thought that they had the best uniforms ever. I wish that they would go back to the ones from the 90s because I actually think that that's their sharpest
look. Unreal,
yes. That, I know, the blue and gold and just having those ones are... To me, though, if we're talking about what should have won the retro jerseys that you talked about in terms mm-hmm. of what was the most popular one, that should have been it. Like, Latrell Sprewell, that era of Warriors jersey, to me, is the number one in the power ranking of any jersey I would ever want. And so, yeah, it's just weird watching them now with all these ugly ones. And on Christmas Day, you know they're going to wear a weird one too. And no, Warriors, just go back, wear the 90s uniform. Come on.
I think the Warriors also own the worst jerseys, like the
sleeves,
but
the orange.
No,
sleeves?
No. The Mike Dunleavy era Warriors,
yeah, orange.
Was like the. Well, I'm thinking specifically of the white ones with like the stripes down the side.
Yeah, but that era, the orange,
really
when
bad.
They decided to like incorporate all the orange into their uniforms. Yes, no, you're right. The Warriors, it's good that they became the face of variance, which is the 3-point shot. Because yes, the jerseys were the face of jersey variants for a franchise. We gotta go. We're wrapping up the show here.
Aww.
I know. By the way, my choice would have been the Lakers Nets game because you know me. I love narratives, and if LeBron and KD play, this is gonna. I know that every American first take-ish type of show, and including this show as well, if we did it out of it, would be. This is officially the we can no longer debate LeBron and KD game. It's just KD's world. We're all living in it. He is the best player in the NBA. Steph might win MVP, but Kevin Durant is the league's best player. It is no longer LeBron. And if the Nets beat the living, you know what, out of that Lakers team, and KD, I think KD, if he's there, gets up for it, that is what's going to happen. So, Ailish, tomorrow, it's Christmas Eve Eve. You know,
it's Christmas Eve. It's baby Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, maybe petition to rename Christmas Eve baby Christmas.
I like that.
Yeah. So what's everybody doing? Are you guys out of here? You leave.
I'm heading up north to my parents in Copper Cliff. Shout out to the Big Nickel. Tomorrow morning, and it'll be the first time taking my cat on a lengthy road trip. So stay tuned. I'm sure I'll be giving updates via my Instagram stories of her buckled away in the back of a truck. So it'll be a fun trip. I'm going up there for probably maybe a week. So we'll see how the Wi-Fi is, if I can work from home.
How's the suspension on that truck? It's got to be good, right?
Yeah, it's good. It'll hold my cat. Thank you.
Blake, when do you leave? Are you done?
So I'm going to go home tomorrow. I'm only 90 minutes down the road, so it's not as arduous a task. Like, my dad lives in Newfoundland, but like traveling there right now is just, or having him come here is just not really feasible in a short window of time. So I'm going home to my family that's here tomorrow. So I'll be there 24 to 27. And then, I'll come back here. So I can't work from there for our show. I could do it if I used to take like a little extended time at home over Christmas and just like write from home. And if I missed the Raptors game, whatever. But I can't, it's not reliable enough out in the country with multiple people working from home to do this show. So 24 to 27, and then I'll be back.
So to the listeners, happy holidays, Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you so much for all the supportive stuff that we've gotten off the top of the show. It has been incredible. Sometimes we get these really nice messages from people about the show's chemistry and how we've done so far, the gate, how it continues into just kind of a weird time. I know it's a weird time for everybody, so if you are able to get home, we wish you the best of the holidays. If you're not, I hope that you can go back and just listen to all our podcasts and we'll try to keep you company. That would be the gift. That's the, you know, what I
That's
really
our
want
gift
for
to
Christmas.
You guys.
No, our gift to us is having, or them, is giving all the content. But their gift to us, all I've ever wanted, more than chips, more than hot sauces. I know I don't speak for the whole show. This is just for me. More than anything at all. More than those Lexus that Blake wants, or what are the different extravagant Christmas gifts, is just to leave a 5-star review. Just go to the podcast pages, Spotify, Apple, leave little 5 stars, subscribe to those podcasts, even if you're a radio listener and you missed the odd one. That would be a really sweet Christmas gift for the show, is if we could see an influx of subscriptions and 5 stars over the holidays. I want to show up on Boxing Day and see that as my Boxing Day special.
I love it. I'm on board with that. Yes. And also chips. I'll take some chips.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, you beat me to the joke.
Yeah.
Darn.
Chips. Reviews and
that'd
chips.
Be great.
Reviews and chips.
So we're off until the 28th. Or no, I'm back the 28th. You got Ailish back the 29th, and JD's back the 31st, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. I'm coming back literally just to do the New Year's show special of,
yeah, so
hey,
that
this is
the
what
thing
happened
you tweeted
this year.
Me? Yeah, the thing you tweeted me about, it must be nice to take a break from all your break, that's exactly relevant to you on that day.
It's, first of all, you're a fan of The Office. It must be nice to take some
you know
to get
I
rest
mean.
From all your rest. Yeah. How could you miss that quote? Second of all, no, I've been here working while you were at the ski chalet. I'm with family, all right? I'm taking this personal time to make sure that my family is all right in these trying times. Yes, I will be back for the New Year's show. You guys will not be getting as much rest as me. That is a factity fact. I forget what I was going to wrap this on or what I wanted to say to you. Oh, yeah. Last thing. Ailish is going to tweet out our NHL holiday draft. I think she's a little afraid to post it because she...
It's on my old laptop that got waterboarded, so sorry, you won't see it.
Oh, well, I have a saved version of it because you texted it
just
to
kidding,
us.
Just kidding, I have
you.
It. I'll tweet it after the show.
Yes, I was going to say, we get to do it. Blake, will you share it this time?
I don't know. I mean, it's out there.
So that's a hard no.
Will
that's
Blake
a hard
follow
no.
his mom on Twitter by
yeah.
the end of the
will
holidays?
Blake follow his
Stay
mom
tuned.
On Twitter and support the show. We will find out. Have a
you
Merry
guys.
Christmas, everybody. We love you. Thank you for
we
listening.
We love you guys.
And
thank
we do.
You.
We really, really do. And thanks to all the great guests that have come on. Everybody have a happy holidays. Stay safe. Be merry. Have a few safe cocktails.
Eggnogs.
Yeah, we'll see you. It's Fan Warren Show. JD Bunkus, Blake Murphy, Ailish Porfar, Sportsnet 5-9 of the Fan.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.